Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe on a 2-5 the game on this Monday. Hope you're having a great day so far. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Just heard from Brian Callahan and what he had to say in his Monday press conference. Now let's see what John McClain has to say. He joins us on the program presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW every Monday at 2. And John, the question did come up about Brian Callahan's job, and that is, you know, do you worry about it? Are you constantly looking over your shoulder? He kind of, you know, sloughed it off and said, I can't worry about that stuff. I'm going to coach this team until they tell me I can't do it anymore, which is kind of the answer you expect. But to me, it's not if, it's more when they decide to make the change.
I don't think Amy Adams Strunk would fire Callahan unless Baganzi and Brinker wanted to do it. You know, she's hired them for a reason, put them over personnel. You know, I always tell people they don't want to hear it. Well, if you're going to be bad, be all the way bad. Get another high pick and then trade it to a team that needs a quarterback and you get multiple picks. What they've got to do, and we've talked about this a lot, is show some improvement, and they're not. You know, those wide receivers, they got to get Cam Ward some weapons. I don't know what they paid Ridley, but he hadn't been worth it, of course. Tony Pollard is the best weapon they have other than Cam Ward, but they need to focus everything they have on building around Ward. They let a team. Now, Texans got a good defense, and here people are going, well, it was just the Titans' worst team in the league, but to shut out a team in the NFL, it's hard. First one the Texans had since 2010 when they shut out the Titans. And so it was, as I predicted, low scoring and boring. I predicted 19-16 until they got to the fourth quarter and the Texans actually got in the red zone, scored a touchdown. So, I think you're right. This team, I don't know if the Titans have enough talent to show a lot of improvement. They did play hard. You know, they did do that, but it looks to me like when you are going to be moving into a new stadium and next season, people want to see positive. They want to see hope, but they're going to be paying big money for suites and club seats and everything. They want to get fired up about the Titans. And that's why I think I'm not in favor of saying we're going to hire a big name, but sometimes when you got to sell, you have to do that at Jim Harbaugh if he's available. And it looks to me like, barring a turnaround, especially since neither one of these guys in charge hire Callahan, they'll be in the market for a new coach, and it will be somebody we all think is a big name. You know, maybe Mike Tomlin, they screw up, don't make the playoffs. He were to get fired. We never thought Andy Reid would get fired. Somebody that has a successful track record. It's like the Patriots hiring Vrabel. Vrabel was a big name. It was a perfect fit. So I think that's what they'll do.
So who is the big name in your mind?
Well, I was thinking of, and a friend of mine suggested this last night, and what about John Gruden? John Gruden's very popular. He's a big name. He wants to coach again. The things that he had in his emails they were racial at that point were a really big deal. And now it seems like in our current environment, anybody can say anything they want. And I think Gruden's been smart. He's, you know, he works with Barstool. He's all over the internet. And I always like what comes out of Gruden's mouth because I think he's great. You know, those quarterback sessions he did for ESPN before the draft every year, those were must-see TV. And, you know, he's big in Tennessee. Every time I see in Tennessee, they're talking about at Tennessee. They're talking about, well, if they fire somebody, what about John Gruden? I don't know what y'all think about that. But it would certainly be a high-profile former coach who is well-known everywhere and I think would get the fan base fired up and probably the media. Don't know if Amy Adams Strunk would do that, but they can't, to me, hire another coordinator.
John, you know the Adams family as well as anybody. Do you think John Gruden wants to work for this family?
I think John Gruden wants to work. And I'll tell you guys something. There was a time when Bud was interested in hiring Gruden. I can't remember who the coach was. And he reached out, maybe through an intermediary. And at the time, Gruden, you know, he cost a lot of money to get him. And I think that it just, the stars won't align. Now, just because Bud was interested in hiring him doesn't mean Amy would. And I don't think she'd hire somebody. If Gonzi and Brinker said, no, we shouldn't do that, they'd have to, if they're smart, get on whatever page Amy is on. But I just don't see him hiring another coordinator when you're in the situation they will be in next season, so close to the opening of the new stadium.
John, I know you follow the team, you know, down in Houston, the 0-3. What you saw yesterday from the Titans, was that worse than you expected?
Yes. Yes. I predicted 19-16. I thought it would be a field goal game. And it was for the longest time. You know, if Joey Wide Right had hit his two field goals, we'd had a 6-6 game in the fourth quarter, and either team could have won. And they can't even count on him to kick a field goal. So, yes, the Titans were worse than I thought. And the Texans' defense, their defensive coordinator, Matt Burke, it turned out D'Amico Ryans turned over play-calling duties to him for the first time. Matt used to be a defensive coordinator and call plays in Miami. And so he was fortunate that his first team he went against was the Titans. And now he's going to get the Ravens with Lamar Jackson looking like he's going to be out. So it was total domination, of course. And what's interesting about the Titans to me, they didn't commit a lot of turnovers. It shortened the field. They only had one. That play where Cam Ward's got to get over that sidearm motion that he threw that ricocheted to Derek Stingley Jr. You know, I'm sure they're working on that release angle. I mean, he's not Patrick Mahomes, but Mahomes wasn't doing that when he was a rookie either. And so, the running game was about what I thought. They averaged 4.6 yards a carry, but the passing game, the receivers, boy, it's going to be a long season for Cam Ward with that group of receivers that he's got.
What did you think of his comments after the game? He said, quote, we ass.
I'll do a weekly show here since you said it. And they ask me things, is it ass or not ass? And I always have a problem. And they had took an over under on how many times I'd use the word. So I would go, it is or it isn't. Well, that's what they wanted. I texted them this morning. I said, you guys have Cam Ward on your show last week? Because when I saw him, he sounded exactly like both of you.
Well,
does frustration. And you know what? What Titan found out there wouldn't say, you know what? He's right.
Right. And yeah. I appreciated the honesty. Like, I he's the quarterback. I don't care if he's played four games or 40. I want him to be honest. He was asked an honest question and gave an honest answer.
Yeah, I think you guys can see the guy. Cam Ward has a chance to be a star, but you can't be a star without players around you. He's got to have a really good receiver like Nico Collins, who had to introduce himself to Snead, of course. And you've got to have a running game, which they have. But in a close game, now the Texans totally control the ball, because I think if the Titans had the ball more, they would have run it more, and they ran it well. When they did, they just didn't have the ball enough. And so it's going to be a long season, but keep thinking, draft, draft, draft.
We'll have more with John McClain coming up next, presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday, continuing our discussion with John McClain, presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW. John, you have a lot of pull in the NFL. Can you get rid of this 10-minute overtime thing and ties?
I would have never let them go to 10. I remember when Rich McKay, chairman of the competition committee, announced that at the spring meetings in March. Nobody was for it. They thought the games were lasting too long. If you're in overtime, what, are people bored? Are they going to get up and walk out? Hell no, they're not. They're not going to change the channel. They're not going to do anything. So I think it's ridiculous. Now, this is too early in the year for them to consider changing it. But if you get a high-profile teams like this, the Cowboys and the Packers, to have this to them later in the year, that's when it gets the attention and they consider those rules changes. Nobody likes it. And I think it's ridiculous to go to it. Change it back.
I agree. But I also think, and the compromise would be go to a full quarter. I like the new rule of both teams get a chance. I got no issues there. But a pro game, in my mind, should never end in a tie. And last night was such a fun game to watch. You're on national television. And, I hated to see it end the way that it ended.
Everybody did. I'll guarantee you Roger Goodell didn't like it. Nobody liked it.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, talking to John McClain, the Chase and Big Joe Show. John, Brian Callahan talked about Jeffrey Simmons, how great he's playing. You saw him firsthand yesterday. Your thoughts on Jeffrey Simmons?
Well, he must have lined up in the backfield. That's the only way you can explain the sack he had, because he got to Stroud quicker than any pass rusher since Next Gen Stats has been recording statistics like that. Now, he was unblocked, too, because they made a mental mistake, and I'm surprised he wasn't able to do that more, but they doubled him after that. Should have been doing it from the get-go, but it was an amazing play.
I mean, and now the thing is, do you trade this guy? You saw the team, how bad it is. You get assets for him. I mean, do you do him a favor and let him go to a winner? This conundrum you got now with Simmons will drive you crazy of what you should do with him.
I think when you're rebuilding the way they are, they should seriously consider trading him, and the team thinks it's an interior defensive lineman away from getting to the Super Bowl or the playoffs, and get more than one team involved so you can max out.
Oh, absolutely. John, by the way, if you're planning on attending the Titans versus the Cardinals this week in Arizona, the tickets are $21. It's the lowest in the NFL right now. Tickets are $21. John, this team's got to go on the road for two more games. This Cardinal team, not bad. They're not great, but they're a lot better than we saw last year. This team's not bad.
Well, didn't they win 8 games last year? Yeah, I don't see them winning more than that. That division's nothing special. 49ers, they've got injuries. They got the easiest schedule. They beat Seattle in that first game, but I don't think they're making the playoffs. The Rams are the best. Seattle's second best. Arizona be battling 49ers for last place. But it's a great place to visit. And when you can get a ticket so cheap, can you imagine what some of these tickets are going to be? You might be getting them for change, loose change, by the end of the season.
John McClain is with us. Are the Chiefs back?
They look great. Mahomes look great. They took advantage of an injured team. But, that division, Chargers, everybody's talking about Chargers going to the Super Bowl. Then they get beat by the Giants and a rookie quarterback in Jackson Dart. And Denver's not been playing nearly as well as last year. Its defense is not playing well. Raiders just lost again. I think the Chiefs will win the division, get a home game. Nobody will want to play them. But I don't see him getting back to the Super Bowl, because my Super Bowl pick of Buffalo and Detroit's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, the Bills at 4-0. I mean, they look like they're legit. But what do you think about Mike Vrabel and the Patriots? They're 2-2, but seems like that team is showing some improvement.
Well, they should show improvement. They've got a good head coach, and they've got a good second-year quarterback. I don't think they're going to the playoffs or anything like that, but that's an example of giving your fans hope. You got a quarterback, and they had more cap dollars than any team in the league last year, and they spent it on both sides of the ball, but especially on offense to help their rookie quarterback, Drake May, who's going into his second season, and that's what any team that has a quarterback they consider the franchise quarterback, they can't worry about defense. You know, you got to win games by taking care of your biggest investment.
I'll tell you this, John. The team that I love right now, and I know they lost yesterday, but I absolutely love to watch them, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, they played without Mike Evans, and a ball was tipped and intercepted in the end zone. It looked like they shouldn't have thrown that play on first down, but they're close, and they've almost beaten the Eagles. It's amazing what the Eagles are doing. Without Saquon Barkley playing like he did last year, even coming close to it, maybe he's waiting till the weather gets colder and they're preserving it.
John, I did not have Jacksonville at 3-1 right now. That's a big win on the road against the 49ers. John, what's Jacksonville? What are they doing so well?
They were lucky to beat the Texans. They did everything they could to let Texans win that game. And Texans committed two turnovers in the fourth quarter, both in Jacksonville's end of the field. The 49ers are not very good, and they're injured, but they're still tied for first place with the Colts. But right now, even though they're 3-1, I guess it's because the game I saw, it just didn't impress me like it would if they were, I think, a better team.
John, the Texans had a trade today. I'm not used to all these in-season trades. Why was that trade important for the Browns, and why did the Texans say, okay?
Well, Cam Robinson, who they had paid $14 million, got him on a signing bonus, and he couldn't start. He lost his job to rookie Ariante Ursery, who played well yesterday in a bounce-back game. And then they got a second-round pick at tackle from last year, and then their other Titus Howard, who was a first-round pick in 19. So those are the three. Now, they only got a six. Nick Caserio loves to compile six-round draft choices. The Browns were desperate, and that's why they made that deal.
John, does the NFL hate us with a doubleheader tonight that features the Jets and Dolphins and then the Bengals without Joe Burrow and the Broncos?
You know what? Back when the schedule was made, it looked pretty good. I feel bad for them when you think, okay, you had Bo Nix, the best defense in the league. You had who else is playing tonight? I forgot.
Jets and Dolphins?
Yeah.
The Dolphins, you thought they would be high scoring. And then the Bengals, Joe Burrow, they were a Super Bowl contender.
Do you think if Miami loses tonight, so the Jets or Dolphins, one of them, unless there's a tie, is going to get their first win. Do you think if Miami loses tonight, go 0-4, that it's kind of the same boat as the Titans? It's not if, but when?
No, they got more talent. I read a story earlier before I came on with you from one of the reporters saying they were going to show more exercise, more patience, because they think they're good enough to win some games, and they do have a whole lot more talent than the Titans have.
Okay, so is the Tua's the problem then?
Tua's not playing well. They got injuries. Their defense is not playing well. You know, Tyreek Hill is not the weapon he's been. And so they're just – some of the problems they got are not Mike McDaniel issues.
I'd be curious if they do a move similar to what the Titans did when they acquired Ryan Tannehill and try and find that bridge quarterback before – because I agree, they do have talent before they, you know, go and address it through the draft.
You talking about the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting a quarterback. They pay Tua too much money. It'd be too costly to get rid of him. And I think they're stuck with him for a while.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. John, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, my pleasure. Thank you very much as always.
John McClain joins us every Monday at 2, presented by Maple Street Biscuits. Wake up to WOW. We will get back into the Titans and the reaction you heard from Brian Callahan earlier today, including he was asked about his job, if he worries about that at all. We'll talk about that and much more coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Do you have assurances that you're going to be able to see this through this season, where you're not looking over your shoulder after every Sunday?
Yeah, I don't, you know, whether I do or I don't, or they, that's, it doesn't matter to me. My job is to try to put our team in position to win as many games as possible and to keep coaching until the day comes that they don't want me to coach here anymore. And that's the reality for everybody that coaches in the league. You don't think too much about it. I don't look for assurances. I can tell you I've always been supported here. I've always felt like the people that I have to work with on a day-to-day basis believe in what we're doing and how we're doing it. But again, I also know how the NFL works. So yeah, I go in every day and I work as hard as I possibly can to try to put ourselves in good position. And I do that for as long as they'll have me. And that's the only way I've ever known how to work. That's how I've worked every spot I've ever been. Your assurances come from how you play and you win. That's at the end of the day. That's just how it always goes. So we got to get ourselves to that spot.
What a good song. That was Brian Callahan. That's why they call it the Blues. That is for sure. Jason Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Monday. I kind of buy that answer because I think every coach knows when they get hired, most likely, eventually, they're going to get fired. That's just kind of how the business goes. But it was the right question to ask. I mean, he should be asked about his job status right now.
Well, I mean, the old thing is there's two kinds of coaches, right? Ones that have been fired, ones are going to get fired. I mean, it's just it's the nature of the game. But I just guess it's not in his DNA to be pissed off. I mean, maybe he is behind the scenes. I don't know. But I can't – and I sent you the text during that interview. I don't know if this team's 0-4, 1-3, 2-2, or 3-1. I don't know. I really, because the way he's talking, it sounds like, hey, we're still working hard. At some point, do you not just get mad and just tear off on people? I mean, I would. I just guess that's our nature to do that. But I'm just not used to a coach, the head coach of a team that right now is one of the worst I've ever seen, not really being mad. I don't – maybe that's just me. I don't – maybe I'm different.
You're not, because I get – do you remember that when the Lego movie came out like 10 years ago?
Yes.
And there was that song, "Everything is Awesome."
Yeah.
Like that's what I feel like is being played over there.
Oh, I thought I'd gotten that song and movie out of my head. Thank you very much. Now it's back.
I'm glad.
But no, you're right. I mean, I just, you know, that's why the question is like, are you on the hot seat? Do you feel like, what do you do? I mean, do you feel like you get a knock any second? Now it's time to go. I mean, how do you get out of this mess? And it's always, you know, point out things on the tape that we got to do better. It's just like at some point, say different things. If he's telling them what he's telling us, I'm not running through a wall. I'm not getting out of my chair.
That's why you make the move. And yes. I know they don't want to, and I know why they don't want to, because they don't want to pay three head coaches essentially in the course of a year, and that's what would happen, because you would have to pay him out his contract. You then would elevate somebody to be the interim and pay them a higher salary. They probably wouldn't keep the job, and then you have to pay buyouts for the entire staff that you're not going to keep, and then you go hire a new staff. So it's an expensive move, but you also have to look at the growth of the team. The team is not growing. The team is not getting better. Yes, the roster is terrible, but you're doing your rookie quarterback a disservice, I think, by keeping status quo, and to me, that's what they're doing right now. So, and the other thing is, it's very rare that you look around and you see the fans, a majority of the fans, a majority of the media that covers the team, that talks about the team, that are all saying the same thing, and that is to fire him. Like, shouldn't that tell you? I mean, according to a caller, we run the team.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, like, I mean, if we're all saying get rid of him, then what are you doing?
I know, and I'm going to say it again, and don't get mad at me, but, I mean, you're worth a couple $1 billion, and you're okay sure to fire these. And the thing is, you got a car. It keeps continuously breaking down on you, breaking down, and you're trying to fix it. At what point do you say, you know what, this car sucks, and I'm just going to get a new car? That's what this is right now. You're putting more into this right now. It's not going anywhere. I asked John McClain. You've watched the Titans from afar. You see him up close. Were they worse than you thought? He's like, absolutely. That's a guy that's seen a lot of football in 45 years in the NFL. and he knows bad football. This is a bad, bad football team.
100%, without question, they are. And they're, the phrase penny wise and pound foolish comes to mind.
Now, where'd you get that from?
That's
pretty good.
I've heard it. Time or two.
That's pretty. Look at you.
What is it Greg Pogue likes to say?
Selective poverty?
Yes.
Yes. He says Vanderbilt's got selective poverty, and so now the Titans have that.
I think they used to. I don't know if that's really the case anymore.
Well, look at it. Yeah, and they're 5-0, and they're going to Alabama. They're featured on game day. I mean, good for them. I mean, at least somebody around here is smiling when they go in the office.
By the way, when I said that Vandy's going to go beat Alabama earlier, Al texted in and wants to know if I'm drinking on the show again.
Yeah, are you?
No, but somebody did tell me. Yeah, I know. I laughed it again. I'm like, when did I do the first time? But I laughed because my throat, you know, is hurting. And Sean Fort texted me. He was like, hey, when you get off the air, you should. And I've heard this before. Pete Weber's given me this advice. Broadcasters use it. Singers use it to gargle whiskey or bourbon because it will help. So I may have to do that.
Well, you go do that, buddy. You go gargle all afternoon long and do that. And don't be like a friend of ours and butt dial me at 8 o'clock because you've been drinking whiskey all afternoon.
I'll call you and be like, Joe, what are you doing, man? We're the GMs now. You're going to fire Callahan? Let's do it. Let's go.
For those that know, somebody called earlier and said that Chase and I, and for the most part, radio in town, has the most influence on everybody that's walking in Middle Tennessee. And we laughed because it's just, yeah, if you begin to think that way, then you got problems. And we're not, trust me. We like
hunting
to have a good time.
Hunting isn't the same as hunting together. And under Brian Callahan, we will be going out and hunting together.
And taking naps.
Wait, I have never heard that. Play it again.
Play it again.
Hunting at the same time isn't the same as hunting together. And under Brian Callahan, we will be going out and hunting together.
Is that – I know it's Rand Carthon. That sounds like it's from what's the movie with
– No, you know what it sounds like?
The Hangover, whatever it is.
I don't know why it took me this long to figure this out, but some of the clips that we have played of him, you know who he is? He's Butch Jones. We had the – NFL version of Butch Jones, brick by brick, and all these BS sayings that never did anything.
One more time, if you don't mind, Dr. Crane.
Hunting at the same time isn't the same as hunting together. And under Brian Callahan, we will be going out and hunting together.
I have literally no idea what that means. I mean, I do in a far part of my brain, but that is just...
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I had never heard that till right now.
We could spend an hour on some of the things that have been said at the podium, you know, in the last few years. You know, we got our Mike Vrabel play better, coach better, or I suck and the team sucks and all that stuff. We have that from Rand. I'm sure, you know, J-Rob crying is one.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
We got that one.
The hands comment to Rex Rhodes always makes me laugh.
I mean, Vrabel's going to have most of them, but.
Probably
you know.
Not.
Yep, thank you.
That always makes me laugh. And then the Rex Rhodes one, understand
why
the content.
Why are you holding your hands like that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a question in here.
Well, then ask the question. No, I'm just saying, like, you look ridiculous.
Is that why Rex Rhodes doesn't go to Titans stuff anymore?
Well, I want to know what Joe's hands looked like in that. Was he flipping him off? I mean, I want to know what Joe's hands were.
I think he had them held up.
Did he have a cramp?
He raised his hand like, Mr. Vrabel?
It's just, when I heard that the first time, I just could not stop laughing. And it gets funnier each time. And I guess one day we'll ask Joe Rexrode what his hands were and how they were conformed to incite Mr. Vrabel that way.
I don't know. But it was it will stand the test of time. And then isn't that the same clip that Glennon's trying to ask about just something completely random?
Trey Avery? Was that
no,
him?
No, that was when – no, yeah, it was Trey Avery. But that was when somebody asked him about losing, and he said it sucks to lose and drop some F-bombs or something. And then Glenn, like, it's kind of awkward for a second. Glennon's like, so Trey Avery.
Yeah, Gentry asked him that question.
Yes, that's it. That's it. It sucks to lose and all that stuff. And then, like, so what about Trey Avery?
Oh, that's right.
And
oh,
that's prime opportunity, sorry, Joe, to bring that up, because if you look at Brian Callahan and everybody's comparing him to, you know, always beating up on Paul Karski for asking the question, Mike Vrabel, he was always upfront about everything. If he didn't like it, he didn't like it.
Yeah.
Brian Callahan doesn't do that. Like you guys say, he's, I don't want to call him soft, but he doesn't set the precedent of, hey, I'm the head coach. If I'm mad about something, I'll express it. If not, I'll express it on another, you know, media member, which is shallow.
I feel like, and that's why yesterday, can you play the exchange with Kaharski yesterday? You got that? Yeah. I mean, because there's a point when I want to make on this, but I want to play it first before I say what I'm going to say. So we'll stall for a second. Sorry, I should have. Okay, play it.
Do you think this is a resilient and relentless football team?
I know what you're doing there, Paul. I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to answer that right now.
Well, I mean, those are the themes that you've tried to catch.
Yeah,
you're 20-some games in.
Yeah. I'm just compose myself here before I say something I'd regret, but yes, I think this team is resilient. I think it is relentless. We haven't played good enough football, and I think those are two very distinct, different things. We have to execute at a better level. We have to coach better. That's really all I can say.
All right, play better, coach better. If he had said what he wanted to say, and even if that was F you, Paul Kaharski, I would we could have been having a different conversation today.
Sure.
But he doesn't do that.
Nope.
And so, therefore, like, I don't think he's soft, but I think he comes across that way because he won't say what he really wants to say. And I don't know if that's because he's been commanded not to, which wouldn't shock me if it's like, hey, the last guy, you know, he was a little too emotional, so we need you to be the opposite. Which, if that's the case, then that's everything wrong with this.
Right.
Vrabel could be a Richard, so let's hire the complete opposite.
Well, I mean, to compose your thought, just let it go.
Just say it. That's what Paul's trying to get you to do. Paul's trying to get you to open up. And by the way, when Paul asks those questions, guess whose name gets brought up on Pat McAfee? It's not Brian Callahan. It's Paul Kuharski, because he's the one willing to ask the question.
Yep. 100%. And that's the thing, is like, elicit a response. Show me that you're passionate and care. And I know he cares, but again, if you're the same tone to the players that you're telling us, man, I'm not getting out of my chair.
So the question that Paul asked today towards the end of the press conference, is it a hopeless feeling in the building right now? And he said, I hope not. Well, guess what? I think there's some people that if you ask them that, they would tell you, yeah. Yeah, this shows no – I mean, the quarterback, he didn't say it was hopeless, but the quarterback's like, something's got to change. The star defensive tackle, something's got to change. Other guys in the locker room are like, something's got to change. We got to play better. You know, we are not living up to what we should be doing right now. Now, granted, it's a bad team, but at the same – all right, this was the question today.
Sense of hopelessness in the building, Brian?
Hopelessness? I sure hope not. I don't feel hopeless. I know that. I don't sense that from anybody that works in our building. I don't sense that from our players. Look, we're in a rough stretch. You know, we're 0-4, and that doesn't feel good. No one's excited about that, but I do feel their willingness and you know, there's an excitement about trying to climb out of it too. There's something about that's real. Competitors relish that challenge, and I think we got a bunch of competitors on our team and on our coaching staff and in our building that are going to fight like crazy to turn this thing, man. That's the fun part about these jobs is you get in these adverse situations and you're trying to find a way out. And trust me, I've done it before, been a part of it before in a couple places, but that reward and that feeling is, there's nothing like it. And that's what keeps me going, is that moment where we could find a way to get it turned is really something that you can't find anywhere, that feeling of accomplishment. And I think that's what drives us. And I think our guys are excited about the chance to go try to prove it.
They're excited. Yay! We're excited. Man,
You know what I heard I was going to play something off my computer here, but it was the scene of the Camp Krusty episode of The Simpsons where I just heard Jimbo going, we got to have these wallets on the streets of Hong Kong by Friday. That's what I feel like. Like, now there better not be any hopelessness feeling in this building. Like, it's just brainwashing them.
I just, the whole thing now is just, it's comical because we see the result of what you put on the field. It's 0-4. And can it get worse? Unfortunately, probably so. And that's the sad part.
Yep. But you know what doesn't get worse? Celebrity birthdays. And what day is it? That is all coming up next here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. DVD is coming up next. They will be at the Circa Sportsbook Kentucky, and obviously be taking your calls and texts on the Titans losing 26-0 to Houston yesterday. With that, though, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. And we would like to thank Jarrett Companies for being our sponsor for this from the last few months. Their time ran out, but really appreciate that. We've enjoyed working with them, so just want to give them a little shout-out.
Well, with that note, we'll continue here. Broadway Musicals Day is today, so if you're a Broadway fan,
Joe, you
go
love
ahead.
Broadway musicals.
Oh, I love it. I've seen Hamilton 37 times.
Do you remember when we took Dr. Crane to see Cats for the first time?
Oh, my God. He thought we were going to see literal Cats.
Yeah, he did.
It was a Broadway play.
But he cried. He cried like a baby. He was just, and it really isn't all that sad.
Right.
He was just very emotional.
Used my bow tie as a little, you know, handkerchief. besides that, we have Confucius Day is today. So
the Titans are having Confusion Day.
Yeah. I think that's every day.
Confucius say they should fire a bad coach of bad team.
Yes. Agree.
That's terrible. I apologize to everybody.
Take the rest of the day off.
Goose Day is today. So if you have a goose or geese or whatever.
I goose. Simple about what if you got a silly goose?
I think that's not no comment.
Go ahead and fade him down.
Yeah. I'm just gonna do that. International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste. So there you go. Let's see. National Attend Your Grandchild's Birthday Day is today. So, National Coffee Day, which is delicious. You can pair that with biscotti. Today is National Biscotti Day. It's an Italian cookie. It's delicious. National Corn Day is today. You celebrate that in Mexico is what it says. So, let's see. Veterans of Foreign Wars Day is today. World Heart Day. And to wrap it up, National Mocha Day. Not matcha, mocha.
Nice. Spell that.
M-O-C-H-A. Mocha. Matcha's M-A-C-H-A.
What's mocha?
Damn it, that is mocha.
You said matcha. Matcha, matcha, man.
Oh, God bless you, man. I mean,
is that with Zinfandel?
Yeah, they go together. They have an appointment together later.
So you get some Zinfandel, some matcha, and you watch VHS tapes of Dallas.
Yep. People probably think out there I have one brain cell. I promise I have four, not just one.
It's okay. So, we have two between us.
That's all right. I'm dumb. We get it.
Mocha.
No, you're not.
Mocha day.
Dumb. I'm dumb.
Mocha.
Whenever I think of an Italian word, I try to put it back to American, and then I'm like, wait a minute, this ain't right. And then my brain gets confused. I'll see you guys another day. Chase, my last day. Thanks, man.
Appreciate
we got birthdays, work. Punk. All right, celebrity birthdays. Got to get these birthdays within 2 years on either side of the actual birthday. Our first birthday from the movie or from the TV show Deadwood. He was also in We Are Marshall, Ian McShane.
Am I first?
Yes.
53.
50.
83. Ooh. Dr. Crane, Andrew Dice Clay. Hickory,
72.
Hickory Doc. What?
72.
74.
Quick on that. 68. Chase, you're up. Chrissy Metz. How old is she? She's from the TV show This Is Us.
44.
50.
45. All right, Dr. Crane, you're now up, buddy. Singer Halsey.
38.
24.
31. Now your turn, Chaser. TV personality Bryant Gumbel.
75.
80?
77. Chase up 2-0. Let's see what else we got here. She was Captain Steubing's daughter on the Love Boat, Jill Whelan.
62.
60.
59. Dr. Crane, you're up now. Where'd it go? holy cow. Oh, actress Emily Lloyd. Sorry.
Five.
How old?
Five. I meant to say 50. I'm sorry.
What's going on with you? You okay? 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I might be having a stroke. I don't know.
No, well, I hope not.
Just don't say that.
47.
55. All right. This sports. John chases you. John Paxson.
Former Bull.
Yep.
65.
70.
65, exactly. Dr. Crane, you're up now. Ken Norton Jr.
80.
Former Oiler?
Ken Norton Jr.
I know, but is he a football player?
He played middle linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys when they won two Super Bowls. Now,
that can, okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I was young. Just asking. 62.
59. Chase, you're up. Calvin Johnson, receiver.
35.
38. He's 40. Mm. Down to our last birthday. 4-2, Chase is on top. Dr. Crane, you go first. Kevin Durant.
A 38.
37.
37, exactly. Chase wins 6-2. It's all right. I'll take you out for some hot maca.
yeah. That's a bad look. It really is.
Gotta You're the best, man. Down,
man.
Hey, it's okay. With that, real quick, let's get to the mashup. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe. 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great start to your day.
Because this is the most penalized team in the NFL. So what did you teach? You clearly didn't preach anything. They clearly weren't listening to you.
Team, I don't know. They all suck.
Team Pooh Bear won this summer, and they got a pool day.
You know, if Joey wide right, it hit his two field goals. We'd had a 6-6 game in the fourth quarter.
Running around, gotcha! Tag, you're it! Marco Polo, just nonsense! You won three football games on, like Kenny said, hopscotch and slap ass. That's not going to win games for you. It's not. Yeah, no. Are you?
No, but somebody again? Did tell me. Yeah, I know. I laughed it again. I'm like, when did I do the first time? Broadcasters use it, singers use it to gargle whiskey or bourbon because it will help.
It's a sickness you want to have, baby.
Catch the strep.
Well, you go do that, buddy. You go gargle all afternoon long and do that.
I hate saying this, but my fellow Titans fans, they're more frustrated than Billy Graham at the Playboy Mansion.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello.
How dare you, Kenny?
Good job, Dr. Crane, as always. That is going to do it for us today.
As we leave the show every day, I'm with our guys out there. If you are struggling, there is help available to you on your cell phone. You can always call 988. So you can call or text. Somebody's there for you. You need professional help, just go to the website, thegamenashville.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe show. We got you partnered up with Unity Psychiatric Care. More importantly, more than anything else, we need you here. And part of my success is I need to celebrate your success. And our world is a better place because you were here. If you're struggling, please reach out and talk to somebody. It could change your life. Please do that. Know that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD from Circa, Kentucky. Coming up next on 102.5 The Game.